Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo is brought to you by Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices, in store or online at Chemist Warehouse.
All right, here we go. Everybody get ready in 3, 2, 1.
Live from the top of Caxton Street, home of Suncorp Stadium, Lefties, Gambaros and the Caxton Hotel. On 104.5 Triple M and the Listener app, this is Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo. Triple M
Breakfast. Down a man today. Margo, it was just the And Margo show. See, I'm in there. I'm the And.
You're the And.
Rearrange the letters.
Cross out the D, put it to the front.
Yeah.
Take it from the end.
Uncross
it's Dan.
It. Thank you. That's
You're
the respect
welcome.
I deserve. My name jumbled up when you show the title.
Should we sign a petition? I know you've already started one. It's got a signature of one.
It's just me.
And
my
Dan's
mom,
name in the show.
Mum's on there too.
Yeah. Your wife signed it as well.
No, she didn't. She refused. She said, the world needs less of you. That's why we're only having two children. Marto not here today. Should we just say, listen to the podcast? You'll find out why.
Good Lord, I got an awful Friday when I came in this morning. I just kind of, you know, like eyes down, came in. It was early. Our news, beautiful newsreader, Amelia, who always says, oh, you look so lovely today. She didn't. She said, are you okay? I said, no, I'm tired. I feel like shit.
Oh, you? I thought you meant Marto.
No, me.
You
I said,
fine.
I'm tired. I feel like shit. I want to go home.
Right.
I don't even want to be here. And then Marto said, I know how you feel. And I turned around and looked
there
at him and I went, oh, my God. What happened? I said, what the fuck happened to you? Is it wearing my exact words? And then I went, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. That was insensitive of me. Are you okay?
He looked like he'd been bashed on the way.
No, I'm not okay. Yeah. He didn't even look like Marto.
He looked like a Kardashian. He looked like Kylie Jenner. Though he had like he had filler.
No, he looked like Jocelyn the Catwoman. You know the one that had way too much surgery, that then had to have the surgery taken back and then looked even worse again, looked like the cat lady.
Well, I hate to tell her to undo surgery. That's more surgery.
Oh, my God.
So Marto had 6 hours of surgery yesterday. It's just swelling. His teeth actually look amazing. He looks like Tom Cruise when he smiles.
But
it's
he's just got under... incredible teeth, but his face looks shitty.
That'll go down.
Yeah,
Marto will be back on board.
Trauma.
Yes.
Amelia was saying when she had a tooth done, she was in bed for 3 days. Marto thought it'd be a great idea to come to work. I said, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? And he said, no. I don't want to.
And then when he did.
And then he opened his flip phone.
Flip phone.
He's got that stupid flip on the front of his phone. He opened his flip phone, put it into selfie mode and scared himself. He went, oh, God, Lord. Oh, it's awful.
And he immediately put his backpack on and walked
and then
out.
Left. Yeah, he stumbled. He zigzagged across the hallway. I said, are you right to drive? Do you need me to drive you home?
He did fall into a wall.
He said, I've got a sore knee too. I said, holy shit, you're falling apart.
Well, that's December.
Is that why we're having a birthday party? Is that why we're having a celebration for him?
It's actually a funeral.
It's a funeral.
It's a living funeral.
This is his goodbyes. We're saying goodbye to Marto.
He'll be okay. It's just some swelling, surely. How long was Amelia out for one tooth?
She said 3 days.
Well, he's had all his teeth done, which is 4. So that'll be 12.
He's had the whole top row done. He looks like Jess Eva from the Sydney Brothers.
Yeah, amazing teeth.
Just the top row.
He's like warning, like bright teeth. We just got to wait for the swelling to go down. He'll be okay. He'll be back. But we've got to do the code word to get you to his 21st.
Well, I think in honour of Marto's situation and being absent today, it's got to be dentures, doesn't it?
Well, that fits in with Harley Breen, who's on the show as well, who's indentured to big denture.
Yeah, pro dent. Glue.
He's doing advertising for teeth glue.
Yes.
Dental heavy show today.
Incredible stuff.
Cara wants to weigh in on that, actually, on the burner phone. 0484101045. By the way, that is where you text the code word dentures to. 0484101045 to come along to Marto's big 21st, the living funeral.
Well, Cara is empathetic to Marto's situation because she said she spent 8 hours in the dentist chair earlier this year getting my teeth fixed like Marto. I was out of action for over a week and looked like I'd been hit by a truck. Mm. The upside was has inspired me never to get Botox or fillers. Thoughts and prayers are with the big fella.
I think that's one upside. You can see what you would look like with fillers because Marto looked genuinely like he'd been stung
by a
hive of
hornets. No, it's an advertisement not for any sort of filler or Botox.
Just go natural, apart from the teeth.
Again, la natural.
Very shiny chompers.
Jesus Christ.
Stephen said he saw your mate, Margo, Corey Parker, last night at the Gunners.
Oh, yeah.
He was in
there.
The jungle.
In fine form, I've been led to believe. I haven't actually seen Corey yet. He stumbled in the early hours of this morning and I left shortly after. Haven't seen him yet, but I've had lots of reports back from our lovely listeners. Thank you.
We had him on air this morning. I reckon he just necked a shot of espresso to pep up. He had his big boy I'm okay voice on even off the back of 3 hours sleep.
That's what I do hate about him. He gets blind, rotten drunk, and I want him to suffer in pain the next day, and he never does.
Which is a sign of a healthy relationship.
I want him to hurt.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, I want you to suck today, and I'm going to throw the kids at you, and I'm going to be annoyed at you. Teach you a lesson.
Nah.
Never works.
Well, Stephen said he gave Corey a salute as he was moving a massive road case through level 5.
Oh, Stephen must have been working at the Gunners. Is he a roadie?
Maybe he dropped Corey home.
Groupie.
Ryan from Springfield has a friend who put $10 on Saudi Arabia yesterday in the World Cup.
Who beat Argentina.
Who are like the favourites to win the whole thing. He's now $3,010 richer. So they were paying 30 to 1.
Oh, my God.
Saudi Arabia gave the whole country, the royal family there, the day off.
The day off. They got a public holiday.
That's why I was cheering hard for the Socceroos this morning. They were up 1-0 over France, the defending champs. I'm like, all these monarchs
dying.
We
got one goal. Surely that counts for something.
Imagine if they beat them. And then Charles dies, we get another day off, we'd never work again at this rate. Actually, we're seeing on the screen right now on the Today Show.
Celebrations.
They're letting off flares, classic soccer fans. Is that Fed Square in Melbourne?
Look at them, bunch of nerds.
And now they've just cut to live footage. It's completely empty because they were celebrating when it was 1-0.
Gone home to drown their sorrows.
Spoiler alert, it was 4-1.
4-1 to France. Yeah. Well done. Pas level 4, c'est oui.
Dentures.
Mon chéri.
04. Have you had a stroke? You're now.
Champagne.
You've run out of words to say. You're now just saying English words. Champagne. French cheese, or as they call it in France,
Cordon bleu.
Cheese. 048
Gruyere.
101045. Text Denture.
Marto and Margot, Triple M Breakfast.
It is Marto and Margot with you. Down Marto today. He would be celebrating the great success this morning of the Socceroos, who are paid 35 times less their value as a team than France, the defending champions. And we got this moment this morning. Goal! Not the actual audio. Here's the actual audio.
That's a lovely touch by Lecky.
We don't need to talk about the rest of the match, do we, Ed Cavalli? Let's just stick with the glory of 1-0 for quite some time there.
Yeah, well, I switched over to the Today Show after that, so I've got no idea what happened afterwards. I'm assuming we won 4-0. G'day, Dan. G'day, Margo. Now, as you know, I am old school soccer and tragic, but what we're going to do today, Margo, is if you've been following it as well. You know as well as I do. It's not about what's happening on the pitch. It's about that the World Cup is in Qatar. Because let's not forget, Margo, that this actual World Cup, Australia bid for this. The game this morning was meant to be at Suncorp Stadium.
Oh.
That is where this game was meant to be. Australia's opening match for this World Cup was meant to have been taking place in Suncorp right now if Qatar didn't steal it all those years ago.
Well,
that is the truth. And
I don't think the boss of FIFA was feeling very Brisbane-y because he was feeling very Qatari-y, wasn't he?
Well, we'll get to Mr. Infantino, our Lord and Saviour. But let's just go back because I want to play you the moment that Australia lost that World Cup. We spent $40 million of taxpayers' money to try and get the World Cup and we lost. Now, here is the moment that a British journalist has uncovered in France when Qatar got the World Cup. This is what we were up against. This was a dinner that took place in the president's palace in Qatar 12 years, in Paris 12 years ago. Cop this.
There was a dinner, famous dinner at the Élysée Palace, the home of the French president at the time, Nicolas Sarkozy. The other dinner was the then crown prince and current emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim, Michel Platini, another French great footballer, head of European football, Nicolas Sarkozy, and I believe the French sports minister was there. That dinner had huge implications for the world of football and for the 2022 World Cup. Here is why. Afterwards, Qatar places an order for French jets worth billions of dollars.
Pull that down. Platini pull that down, mate. Margo, Dan, this is what we're up against. French jets worth $14 million. Mate, we paid for French submarines that they didn't even have to build.
I know.
We welcomed Manu into our hearts, and we didn't get a single vote. What is going on?
He's got him for marketing stuff, that one up.
No one eats more French cheese than Margot Parker
I
as well.
French champagne.
Thank you so much. I've had a pet in the arm every morning since I was 6 years old.
I've got a French name. I even spelt my name with an X for the French.
You're Margorg. Where was Margorg Parker when we needed
her? We needed so Anthony overseas, didn't we?
We needed to send you to this dinner, Margot.
Hey, you know why Marto's not here today, don't you? You know why he's really not here today, don't you?
Why?
Because he is in this up to his neck. Oh. I have can exclusively reveal here that Marto is in the pocket of the Qataris, and they are building a 7-star resort on Moreton Island right now. Right now, that's where he is, breaking ground on the Qatari sand, Moreton Island. That is
Ed,
the truth, ladies
I'll
and
find
gentlemen.
I think you'll find that it's going through Marto's construction business as well. He's on the take.
I think the Lord Mayor of Marto signed off on that, didn't he? Of Moreton.
The president of FIFA, as we know, he's probably one of the most powerful people in the world. And FIFA's getting criticised left, right and centre for sending the World Cup. Now, it's just a little stat that I like to give you. Of the 22 blokes that voted for the World Cup to go to Qatar, 16 of them have either been caught or accused of corruption. And I know what you're saying. What about the others? Well, Margot, two of them weren't allowed to vote because they'd already been caught by a newspaper trying to sell their vote 3 days before.
Oh, are you trying to insinuate, Ed, that sport and politics has collided here?
That's a pause while the lawyers can take this bit out. So what we're going to do, he's in Fantina. Here he is. So they rock up the day before the World Cup. No one from Qatar is speaking. And he wants to come out and he wants to talk about all the things that he's feeling. Take it away, Mr. Infantino.
Today I feel Qatari. Oh. Today I feel Arab. Today I feel African. Today I feel gay. Today I feel a migrant worker.
Okay. And look, not a driver in the house, Marto, as a billionaire from Switzerland tells them that that is how he feels, right?
So,
he's caught all the feels, and he is true. Actually, he is a migrant worker. He's a Swiss man that has to live in Qatar because he does live in Qatar, and he has to survive on only $250,000 a month, which I know is half
a month. I know. Is that euros?
No, it's euro, all right. And it comes in a brown paper bag. So here, did you guys see the opening ceremony? I'll leave with this. Did you see the opening ceremony?
I heard about Morgan Freeman popped up in there.
And then narrated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. No, they released the official song. So they used to have Ricky Martin and they used to have Shakira. But both of them refused to do it. Ricky Martin got allowed in Qatar for various reasons. But the official song this year is Shania Twain featuring Gianni Infantino. Oh. Have a go at this.
I feel Qatari.
Oh, that's a banger.
Wow.
That is a banger. Tell me you've got more. Ed, is there another verse we can
call? Come on, man.
Let's go.
I feel gay.
Wow. Get that in your Spotify. Ed, thank you very much. You have done a special podcast with Marto, by the way, on the Listener app. If you search Marto and Margot, it's all about his 21 years here because you hosted some of the show for quite some time with him. Ed, you did some service underneath Greg Martin.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
I think Ed likes to be on top. I think you'll find.
In more of a military sense, I meant. But yes,
which is absolutely why neither of he and I are allowed in Qatar with that video. Thank you so much. Lovely to speak to you. And now, here's the choir boy. Horses.
One more. I'm going to take us out with it, Ed.
I feel gay. Marto and Margot. Triple M Breakfast.
Triple M are going to be throwing the biggest party in Triple M history. 21 years on air, not just anywhere, here at Triple M. He is the heart and soul
of this station. He's like a tick embedded in the bum of Triple M. You know, they might have pulled the body off, but the head is still in there and it's thriving. Harley Breen, speaking of, he's going to be at the party. He'll be on the show shortly.
The guest list is building and the anticipation is mounting. It is going to be an incredible night of nights. And Marto, you know, he likes to downplay everything. He doesn't like to be all about him. We said, you know, we're going to get some ex-co-host to come in. We're going to get people up to do speeches. He said, oh, whoa.
He nixed it all.
No speeches, no ex-co-host, because, you know, other than you and I, of course, there are no greater. But he said no speeches because he said they never end well.
What he said.
He said, I want to get up and talk. I said, nobody gets up and talks at their own 21st. I mean, hello.
Could you
imagine?
That's
what everybody else is for, because they get up and say speeches about you and embarrass you and talk about the great moments and then maybe, you know, the behind-the-scenes moment that not everybody's privy to. Like, this is the fun stuff,
right? You get up there like Abe Simpson. Let me take you back to 1981. The Wallabies were playing. Oh, for the love of God. Yeah, what we want to do is give him some stick. He's not here today, so maybe we could give Harley some roast notes. He, yes. Marto would be listening right now hating all of this. But look, mate, the party is as much for us as it is for you.
Yeah.
But I do sympathise with him because sometimes those speeches can really go sideways. Reminds me of my brother's wedding. His best man, Rob, got up and got the vibe wrong and just thought it was an 18th or a 21st.
Did Rob have too many beers or was he just overly confident?
He did have a lot of beers, but he had written the speech down.
Oh.
And you want to really get the mood
Right. It's a wedding, right? There's family, there's the new in-laws that, you know, your brother's impressing.
You want to pump up the bride, obviously. You give the groom a little bit of shit, but then you make it about love and connection.
Yeah, not enough shit.
Yeah, he gave him too much, and he brought up the fact that Jordan at one stage had lost his license, his driving license for an incident we won't discuss on air.
Funny at the Bucks.
Brilliant! At the 21st, great.
Not at the wedding.
Well, my parents didn't know about it. And Jordan and Rob used to change seats. They'd drive up the road because they used to go to work together. So Jordan would do the last 200 metres to make it look like he was still driving. And he'd drive off in the morning and then they'd swap. So mum and dad had no idea. And then they found out at my brother's wedding when he was getting roasted by his pissed best man, Rob. It didn't go down very well. Nana was not impressed either. Everyone was kind of doing that thing where they're shaking their head to him,
like,
going,
no, stop,
please. This is quiet.
And someone takes the microphone. Oh, okay.
Hey, Robbie!
Well done, Rob. That was all a joke.
Yeah. So maybe we should talk just quickly. This could get you some tickets to the 21st if you've got a good tale for us of when a speech went sideways for you.
Worst speeches.
Yeah, weddings are cracker because you really have to nail the vibe and you can get it wrong pretty easy.
Yeah, I have to say 18th, 21st wedding all were really great speeches from friends, family, from Corey even on everyone's behalf. They did a top job. However, every year for my birthday, Corey gets more excited than I do. And you know I love an event. And I love my own birthday party. Corey always gets way too excited.
It actually goes, your birthday party goes all the way to your next birthday and then the party rolls on.
Month-long celebration. he gets really pissed and excited and tries to make a speech but has never, ever, A, said happy birthday to me in the speech, or B, said anything nice about me ever.
Yeah.
It's say happy birthday, babe. I love you so much.
What's he say? What kind of jokes?
He talks about how much I spent on the cheese or on the alcohol or that, brings up an old story. I'm like, mate, just focus on the present. Just say how great I am, how much you love me, how beautiful I look, and everybody have a good time.
Thank you for coming.
I should write his speech.
I've got your notes for you, mate. Just stick to the auto cue.
I actually had a girlfriend who was at my 21st that came and took the microphone off him one year and said, no, that's enough from
like
you.
Like Rob, like my brother. Yeah, hey, Corey!
That's enough. Let's wrap him up. He bent me over and then proceeded to do some sort of bedroom act in front of my parents one year.
And that's where we get Jagger from. Congratulations.
Stop.
Conceived at the party.
Make it stop. 133353.
Like
terrible speeches. I mean, we're celebrating a 21st. Yeah. It could have been at the 21st, but it could be a wedding, a birthday, anything.
Oh, my God, Margo, funeral.
Oh, dear. 133353. Give us your terrible speeches.
Best story here. You can come along to Marto's 21st and celebrate. Maybe give a ratchet speech. Kelly in Wynnum, your father-in-law gave a garbage speech. Where did this happen, Kelly?
So, actual story, hilarious in context, but it was my engagement party and I actually think I was standing holding my granddad's hand because I'm like, was the light of his life. So I got blackout drunk one night, hand on heart, and used my shoe storage in my wardrobe as a toilet by mistake.
Hang on, ones or twos?
Easy
ones.
To get confused, one, Kelly.
Thank ones. God, because I feel like we would never have got to marriage, but
shoe poo.
Told the whole place, and then I tried to get it all back on track with a really quick wrap-up speech to then my ex-brother-in-law decided to, he screamed out probably every 30 seconds, just checking if my ex-husband wanted a beer.
Oh.
Consistently through my speech, I was like, mate.
Your ex-husband was at your engagement party?
No. So we're divorced now, hence like the awesome speeches. Okay. I feel like that was a red flag that I probably should have bolted then.
Okay, sure.
But yeah, it was
embarrassing.
So your advice going forward, Kelly, if you are engaged to someone, just keep an eye on their speech as well, because that is a potential red flag.
Yeah.
Fathers, brothers, they're all a direct reflection of what you're marrying. Perhaps, you know, get out early.
I mean, okay. I thought ad-libbing a speech, you know, no preparation, no notes, is. But you said your brother's best mate, he had prepared a speech and it still went south.
Yeah, it brought up the fact that my brother had lost his license, which my parents and grandparents, no one knew about.
Yeah.
But at a wedding, 21st, great. Everyone in the room was shaking their head.
Well,
put the microphone down.
Yeah, 133-53. Dad's from Crestmead. Speech has gone wrong. What was it for you?
It was my wedding. My wedding years ago. My mum decided to get up and talk about when I was a young, as in toddler, I would eat dog crap out of the backyard.
Oh, how far you've come, Daz. I'm sure.
Yeah. Just cat poo now, Daz.
Why did your mum feel that was necessary to bring up? Did you think it was a cute story?
I think she thought it was funny, but it was cringeworthy. It really was.
Did your then bride not kiss you for the rest of the night, just knowing that you
were again? Yeah, it was awkward,
Daz, I'm with you. My mum still likes to bring up the fact that I used to vomit every time I saw dog poo when I was younger. She finds it hilarious. And judging from the reaction of you two right now, you see, no one cares. Why do they do it to us, Daz?
Oh, no idea, mate.
That's what mums are for.
A lot of poo going on with our listeners, I've noticed. Oh, no, Kelly's wasn't a poo, was it?
It was a wee-wee. Number one.
This is what happens with stories, Kelly.
Yeah.
It's Chinese whispers. As it goes on now, Kelly, you're the...
keep the speeches limited.
Shit in your wardrobe. Harley is going to join us up next, so we'll put all of that to him because he is going to be speaking at Marto's 21st. 8:10 this morning is when you can score your invite to the big party. It's only 1 week away.
Harley Breed, his humour ain't clean. With his handlebar mustache, he looks mean. It's Harley Breen.
Welcome, Harley.
You.
How are you, mate?
Marto's had gone a few rounds with the dentist.
Yeah.
There you go.
The dentist won on a points decision, mate.
He looked like he'd been down fighting Anthony Mundine on last Friday with those
Brilliant.
Three punches, except Anthony Mundine got every single one of them on Marto.
He's in the chair for 6 hours, so he must only have about 36 hours to go.
About $46,000 worth of dental bill to come.
He said, I'll only take out the ones that are completely rotten and you'll never recover with. So he's got three teeth left.
Literally.
No, his teeth actually look good. His mouth was very swollen. He had a bit of a Kardashian filler vibe.
He looked like he'd had filler in his lips and filler in his cheeks and his jaw. And he couldn't talk properly. He had a bit of a lisp.
But then when he smiles, he looked like Tom Cruise.
Yeah. He's got these
Mate, he is a
white.
Step away from drinking his steak, isn't he? Like, that's where he's at.
He brought custard in for breakfast. The thing that got him into trouble was the epic granola that he normally eats, because that's what broke the tooth originally, which sent him to the dentist. This morning he came in with custard. He said, do you want me to leave this here for you? I said, no, mate, you're going to need that.
Yeah, I think he came in with custard because he's off his head from the dental drugs.
Did you see
his granola and I raise him dairy chocolate, just normal old chocolate. I broke a tooth on that.
Oh.
Yeah, you know how hard chocolate
Cadbury
can be.
Cadbury dairy milk. Gotcha.
We've got something to discuss with you coming up soon, Harley, that is teeth related. But I believe, Margot, you want to bring something to the table.
Yeah, I think maybe now that I'm thinking about it, Latrell Mitchell could have put his $6,000 World Cup bonus towards Marto's dental bill. Would have been better than what he's decided to spend.
$6,000. That's what you get for winning the bonus.
That's what you get for winning. So you get paid to play for Australia, then you get paid an allowance. I think it's 900 bucks, 900 euros or the pound or whatever it is that they get over there. A week to live while you're away for 7 weeks, and then you get a $6,000 bonus for winning.
900 bucks a week in London?
Yeah.
That's not going far, is it?
But they get food and drink. Like, everything is paid for. They literally
don't. Of course.
I mean, 1 year when Corey played, he saved his $900 over 7 weeks and he bought me a beautiful gift, which was very kind of
me. The £900 is just for strippers, Harley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right. No, well, that stacks up.
Yeah, buy your own strippers and blow. We'll pay for your food and drink.
I thought genuinely, Harley, you were going to go, that is not enough.
But Latrell Mitchell, good on him. God bless his soul.
What's he put his money
instead
on?
Of putting his $6,000 towards his $4.3 million house mortgage repayments, he's decided that he's going to put it on a bet, you know, and we always say, What do we say, Dan?
Gamble responsibly, Anne.
Get a dog up you.
That's what we say. Jesus said gamble responsibly in the Bible, apparently. But $6,000.
Said it to the Pharisees.
He's putting it on Justin Hodges to knock out Paul Gallen in the big fight that's coming up.
Haven't they already fought and Gallen won pretty decisively?
Remember there's a rematch happening in a couple of weeks and now they're coming.
But what does he think Justin Hodges has done in the last 4 weeks that makes him better?
Apparently, after observing both men on stage and having lengthy discussions with Hodges at the back of the arena, Mitchell decided instead of buying a cow for his farm in Taree, he'd lay a bet on Hodges to win by knockout, which is paying $8 and stands to take care of all of his Christmas expenses. $48,000 he stands to collect if the Queenslander pulls off the upset. It's on tonight, the rematch.
I tell you what, I can get him a cow cheaper than $6,000 if he wants one. That's a lot of money for a cow.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto and Margo.
Fires in our hearts to celebrate the great man that is Greg Marto Martin, who we haven't been able to get rid of for 21 years. Your invitation to Marto's 21st is at 10 past eight. The one and only Harley Breen, friend of the show, who's sniffing away in the background there.
Yes, sorry. Apologies.
That's okay. You've got some long COVID going on there. You'll be at the party. I think you're going to do an honorary sort of speech, a little bit of stand-up.
I'm going to do a bit of stand-up. There's a little bit of roast. I mean, Marto has expressed that he doesn't want to be roasted, which just makes me, it's a red flag to a bull, really, red rag to a bull. So I'll do a little bit, but I'll just shoehorn in some old gear, to be honest with you.
We've got, you've given up. 40 years old, give it up.
He's doing denture ads.
That's all.
I'm not sure what gave it away.
One of our listeners wants to help you out with some roasting gear. I believe they've just Googled some jokes, Harley, so we might pitch them to you before 8, just to annoy you, if anything.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
I got a massage the other day. I thought I'd fill you in on. I went to Canberra for a beer festival, and I'm off the drink at the moment, so a wonderful environment to be around when you're sober. I've done a lot of beer festivals, actually, over my time. In fact, quite a few this year, and this is the first one I've ever done sober, and my God, do people stink when they're drinking.
Are
just
they annoying?
Absolutely. They're annoying.
Drunk people are really annoying when you're not drunk.
Yeah. Best part was I got a bloke wanting a selfie with me, and then he's messaged me on social media apologising for how drunk he was. The best part is he was sober when we got the selfie.
The older I get, the only reason I drink is to tolerate drunk people.
That's right. On the way there, I was a bit early and I thought I'll stop off and I'll get a massage. And there was just a massage place in the main drag there in the nation's capital.
Girls, it wasn't
at all like that, to be honest with you. I mean, there was a multicoloured open sign. But that
open
was
24/7?
No, it wasn't open 24/7 either.
A neon high heel.
But I do love how you're insinuating what kind of establishment
who goes to a beer festival in Canberra and ends up getting a massage sober? Come on,
yes,
Harley.
Well, that's what was happening. And it was at 11 o'clock in the morning as well, so it's all tickety-boo above board.
Well, we did say he's given up.
Are you like those newborns that get their mornings and their nights mixed up? You know, they sleep all day and are up all night? Is it 11 a.m. or p.m.?
Well, no, it was 11 a.m.
Oh, it was 11 a.m.
It was 11 a.m. I was getting the massage done, and then I got the whole, she was calling me dear, which was a little bit of a red flag. Is that good pressure, dear? And I was like, okay, it's like being massaged by my mum.
She's 60? How old is this woman?
Then we get to the rollover stage, and she's like, rollover, okay. And then she's up at my neck, and she said something to me that I think we both knew immediately what she was talking about. But she said, do you just want massage? Now, I think we all know exactly what she was insinuating, but I just decided to have a bit of fun with it. I went, well, my car needs a service.
Yeah.
I mean, what else have we got? My taxes haven't been done yet, if you want to rip into those. Because I think what we know what she was offering was a happy ending, right?
But well, she I always said, feel happy after a massage.
Well, she said, you just want massage, but technically that's still a massage. It's just a very specific point.
Yeah.
Was it the point in the sheet that perhaps gave away that you wanted more than just a massage?
And Harley,
there was no teepee happening.
Still haven't revealed what you said to said question. Did we decline extra?
Well, I actually said, no, I'm fine. That's one bit I'm very good at doing. I've been doing it since I was 14. And
why would I pay you?
Marto and Margo on Triple M Breakfast.
Marto, off had facial surgery yesterday, 6 hours, and that's Harley Breen there, you can hear. Harley, we all thought that he'll be fine. He can back up after 6 hours in a dental chair. Turned up this morning, looked like he'd gone a few rounds with Muhammad Ali, so we immediately red carded him and sent him home.
Can I just call a little bit of bullshit on Marto? Because he knew he was going in for 6 hours, right? You'd schedule that in at about 10 o'clock on a Friday, wouldn't you? You know? Yeah. Seeing as you've got to be at work every morning, Marto, wouldn't you schedule it in at 10 o'clock on a Friday?
He broke his front tooth in the studio, Harley, a week and a half ago. I think it was a scheduled emergency appointment. He looked like a pirate in here. Couldn't take him seriously. He tried to stick his own tooth back in.
It's a loose use of the term broke, too. It just fell off because he was eating granola at the time. Anyway, Marto, hopefully he's back on air tomorrow with us. We'll still get you to his 21st on the show today. Harles is coming along. It's exactly a week, and 10 past 8 is when we'll play 21 to get you to the 21st.
Massive night last night here in Brisbane, Harley Breen. Guns and Roses. Ooh. Finally, after COVIDs and cancellations, they toured Suncorp Stadium last night. And turns out they've got new backing vocals in way of one Corey Parker. Yeah, incredible stuff.
Tell you what, as a singer, he's a great NRL player.
He's a great NRL player. And we had a call from a gentleman a little earlier, Dan, who won Last Person Standing with us.
I've got it, mate.
Oh, you've got it.
Yeah,
okay.
We've got to put it in.
He saw him last night.
When I saw him at the Caxton Hotel, he looked like he was in full flight. He looked fine.
What time?
What time was that, Daniel?
That would have been 12:30.
12:30. I actually got a message on my Instagram about the same time, 12 o'clock last night, just saying, hey, just ran into Corey at the old Dirty Harry's. No gym session for him in the morning, I'm tipping. But I knew that this was going to be a thing before, thank you to our loyal listeners dishing out the dirt on Corey, because at 7:53 I received a message from Corey last night.
PM or AM?
PM.
Okay, good.
And he said, no Axl Rose hurts this band. And I said, no, Axl, who's singing? He said, yeah, I've forgotten he's split with him. He's a karaoke singer from the Paddo, I think. Which he then responded again to himself, Todd's going to sing the next banger, who's his mate. Then he responded again, lead singer is a lemon. They keep drowning him out. Jimmy Barnes would be great for Guns N' Roses frontman. Oh my God. That's actually Axl Rose. He's lost his aura. He's definitely lost it. So Corey Parker, for an hour and a half of the Guns N' Roses concert,
with himself,
chatting with himself, but thinking that Axl Rose was not, in fact, Axl Rose. Corey Parker joins us this morning, Fox League expert and Guns N' Roses reviewer. G'day, Coz.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Well, he sounds fresh.
Ooh.
Is that a put-on?
He's had a coffee and a shower, hasn't he?
Let's just clarify a few things. Dan, from
Please clarify.
The first thing this morning is telling a couple of porkies. Like, the biggest disappointment of the night is I actually thought Dirty Harry's was still alive. It's now a kebab shop.
Yeah. No chicken schnitzels there, babe.
That's no schnitzels there like old times, Marsh. But look, I mean, Guns N' Roses, they're 60 years old. Slash just played his guitar, as obviously Slash does. But Axl Rose wasn't quite the Axl Rose of old. Now, I understand.
Well, he's old
now.
That's why.
Well, he's 60 years old. But, I mean, you know how you go there with, like, preconceived ideas in mind. And he just couldn't hit the notes. It was great to see them, but definitely not one of their finest.
Parker, hang on. Rich coming from you, mate, given that this is how you were singing. In any position to criticise Axl Rose or Corey?
Well, I didn't have the earphones on. I couldn't hear myself properly. It was,
right,
no fault.
I was being drowned out. Anything else? Anyone else want to tee off on me this morning?
Look, I'm disappointed because you are actually sounding mighty fresh, Corey. Be honest.
Well, that's because it wasn't as bad as everyone.
Well, I texted him and I said, big night, ? Several reports have come through on the burner and my Instagram. He said, interesting to hear that. Wasn't a big night, but good to know you're getting reports. Got home, through the side door, brushed my teeth up at 4:15 while you were driving out the gate for work.
4:15. What time did you get home, Parker?
12:30. We left at 12 o'clock. We went to the top of Caxton Street. We got a kebab, jumped in the cab and come on.
Are you calling our listeners liars?
They said they saw you at the Caxton at 12:30.
No. If you replay that audio, he said roughly around 12.
I think he said 12, 12:30. Should we just...
When I saw him at the Caxton Hotel, he looked like he was in full flight. He looked fine.
What time?
What time was that, Daniel?
That would have been 12, 12:30.
I mean, when I went out on for the 40th on Saturday night, I was feeling a little under the weather on Monday. I was complete transparency. Corey watched me on the CCTV.
Well, I watched you to make sure that you didn't crawl through the front door and you got into the house safely.
Through the doggy flap.
He had a timestamp. He had video recorded the CCTV footage to watch me walk down the driveway, not be able to get in the front door to go through the side door.
I was talking to your friend in the cab because you were completely asleep.
Do I need to check the CCTV footage, Corey?
Go for it.
I don't know
Parker,
the password.
Parker, are you genuinely running off 3 hours sleep here? Because you sound mighty fresh.
Doesn't he?
Well,
what?
It's 3.5, 4 hours That's sleep, which is not uncommon for me.
I do love how he's selling this as it's all above board, that he came home at 12:30 with a kebab. Everything's fine. What are you talking about?
On a Tuesday night. Thank you, Parker.
I come home and brush my teeth and hop into bed.
You good to get the kids to school this morning, mate?
100%. While he's driving, I'm watching.
Marto and Margo, Triple M Breakfast.
Marto's not here. In honour of the World Cup, we red-carded him. He got a whole bunch of dental surgery yesterday. He got 6 hours his head was being operated on. So he's not with us today. But we'll still get you to his 21st at 10 past eight.
He sounded a little Albanese-y. He had that little bit of a lisp. Something and you said, I've got to get used to talking with my new teeth. What do you reckon? Should I stay? And I said, I don't think I can look at you for the show without laughing.
Could you imagine if he came in like that on Monday? We had Darren Lockyer, you, and him entering our Albanese on the show. So anyway, Marto will be with us tomorrow. Harley Breen's going to join us very shortly. Now, we like to cover off on all kinds of things on the show. We're covering off on the World Game today, Margo.
Of course, we cover everything.
I just want to keep us across our competitors too.
Oh. You mean as in other radio station competitors?
Yeah, I was driving in this morning. I was listening to Pat, who's filling in for Boner.
Yes.
He's doing a great job, Patty. He's talking to Mark Petrie, the fruit guy. Wonderful.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course.
And they went to a song. Not here for the music. I'm here for the chat. I want some banter. I want to know what's the benchmark that I and we collectively are working against. So I flicked it over to SBS Radio, thinking that there might be a lead up to the soccer on. They were doing this.
This might be of interest. I have here a skull of a newborn cheetah.
Oh, wow.
How's your anatomy?
Oh, they have a token female over there who reacts as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah, it was Jackie O, I think. She's gone from her Sydney show to
the
SBS.
The skull of a cheetah.
Yeah, they were operating on a cheetah this morning.
Who was operating on the cheetah?
I don't know.
The co-host.
Yeah, the host was being told about cheetahs and why cheetahs can run so fast, which I found interesting until they started actually opening one up.
The other one, as you say, is in a big pocket of quite yellowish pale material, and that's the fatty deposit, the little fatty sack, isn't it?
Yeah. Yuck.
That's what they're doing on your Wednesday.
Mm.
If you need any motivation to get you through.
I thought we were struggling for content at times.
Hump day. They brought it.
Out. We're rocking it.
A cheetah into the studio. A little bit more for you here, Margot.
Sitting cranial to the kidneys, we've got the adrenal glands. I don't think they're massive. I mean, I can feel it between my fingers now. I sort of, I have to expose it, but not much bigger than baked bean size.
Oh, yeah.
That is what we're up against, Margot Parker. So I think tomorrow, next time Marto needs dental surgery, we get him in, we do it live on air.
And are we still only third in the radio?
I don't know where SBS Radio are, but if they're dissecting cheetahs, I'm going to tune in tomorrow. Just find out. Maybe they'll get an African bull elephant in.
Let's not.
What do you say we get Marto on the desk in here tomorrow? We'll plough in. We'll do some dental work live.
Open his facial cranial skull.
I think so. Check him out. We could become number one. Could be the surgery network, right?
Could be.
Marto and Margo. Triple M Breakfast.